Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene.
How you doing?
I'm good. I almost didn't get here on time. I was decorating one of my little Christmas trees. But, yeah, I decided to put one of my trees in my office this year. Because I almost never leave my office. So I only see the tree when I walk out of my office to go do something else in the house, like feed the cat, feed the husband, get a drink of tea.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Actually, I think that was another one of Jennifer's ideas. Because Jennifer was here with me. She does. And she was here with me last Friday to prepare for the Be Unique fundraising yard sale, which we had last week, last Saturday, but we're having another one this Saturday, December 5th, with even more amazing stuff, unbelievable things. You just won't know what all it, I mean, it's just, I can't even get into
it. Well, I'll tell you what, the only reason I'm not taking it all home is because it's for fundraising, you know, and I can't afford all
that
stuff.
I know, but I mean, and everybody did take a little something home. Everybody who worked at the yard sale kind of traded off stuff. Oh, I like what you've got. Well, take it. Oh, I like what you've got. Well, it's yours. But the perks for volunteering, you get the chance to take home stuff from time to time.
First shot at it.
Yeah, you get a shot at it. Yeah. So
I'm going to have you do really take. I've been thinking about the trivia. Sometimes I have at least a chance to guess, but in my particular case, in this particular situation, I don't know really anything about Harry Potter. So
I was so hoping we'd get some Potterheads call in this week.
I'm going to get my daughter or son-in-law to call us this week because they're. My daughter is definitely a Harry Potter person, and I think he is too. So I'll get them to help us out. More on my game today, I would have already done it. But I'm kind of flustered a little bit this morning. But we're getting there anyway. So
you've been stuck in traffic all day long. That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. The only thing that helps is that I had some good music. So that makes it better.
Good.
Well, and a good attitude. Good attitude always makes everything better, you know. So.
I'm actually texting Kathy Price because she called us yesterday, and I know if she remembers the show that she'll call in today if she's got time. She's at the farmer's market that we usually go to on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She
should be set up by now, so hopefully
I was waiting to make sure that she had time to do that. And I have to tell you, I posted on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Laurel, whom you met Saturday, came by and dropped off a pair of leg warmers for me because she knows that I'm having some issues with leg cramps on one of my legs.
Uh-huh.
And I can't wait till everybody sees them today. They are so cute. Not at all what I expected leg warmers to be.
Okay.
Anyway, today's trivia. Let me zip through that real quick because I want to talk about our topic, which our topic today has to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize that sound?
Is it a parrot?
Nope, not a parrot.
That was a monkey. It was a monkey.
It's a monkey, yeah.
Okay.
So, hit the wrong button. Oh, I still hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong button twice. So today's a monkeying around over here. Trivia, this week's trivia question is, which house was Harry Potter almost sorted into? So if you know which house he was sorted into, then you can eliminate one, because there are four houses of Hogwarts. Founded by Godric Gryffindor, Salazar Slytherin, Rowena Ravenclaw, and Helga Hufflepuff. Oh, I said it right today. Woo!
Nice.
Each of these houses stand for various characteristics and qualities. Gryffindor stands for bravery, nerve, courage, and chivalry. Hufflepuff values loyalty, dedication, hard work, and patience. Ravenclaw stands for wisdom, knowledge, and intelligence, while Slytherin values ambition, cunning, and resourcefulness. Now, this has nothing to do with the houses, but it's just a little factoid. Harry Potter was based on a childhood neighbor of J.K. Rowling's. So, now, on to the fun stuff. Let's get monkeying around. It's so funny. People say he was a monkeys.
Yeah,
we were always monkeying around.
Childhood memory was watching that show. I love that. Monkeys. Everything about monkeys is fun, you know? If what about monkeys is not fun? If I say the word or you say the word, doesn't it fun things come to mind?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not what
I want. The whole idea of the monkeys is, here we go. Daydream Believer, remember that?
Oh, yeah. Dang. See, I got my recorder and I didn't even have it out.
I had such a crush on Davy Jones when I
was
a little girl.
Beauty, huh?
We got a caller. We have our one of our favorite callers. Hello there.
You're so funny.
How cold is it over
there? Hello from Bountiful Farm, where it's freezing.
I'm so glad that I'm not there. I can't do freezing today.
When I go home, it's going to be a nice hot bath because I got two pairs of pants on, two shirts, a winter coat, and gloves.
Wow.
No, see, that would not do well with my Charlie horse. It's doing better thanks to you and your witchy know-how. She told me to spray some magnesium oil on it and rub it vertically to stimulate the blood flowing in the proper direction. And it did. It's helping. So, it's not gone. I mean, it's in there for a couple of days still, but I can't wait to show off my leg warmers. Oh my gosh.
I saw the picture already of them.
Aren't they adorable?
They match
your hair. Yes.
Yeah, they match your hair.
Kind of. I think my hair may have a few extra colors that these leg warmers don't. But they're warm. What was that, Kathy?
The girls here were asking for you.
I know. I'm sorry. I emailed Gareth yesterday and explained to him that I wasn't going to be able to make it, and I sent him a sneak peek. He was one of the first people to see his article in Be Unique. So he got a sneak preview. Of course, now anybody in the world, anywhere, can read that article about Bountiful Farms or any of the other many, 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 many articles and essays and personal opinions, because we have released the final issue of this year, which was released yesterday, December 1. But we're here today to talk about not just monkeys like Davy Jones and
Mickey.
What's his name? Peter. Peter Torres, Mike Neesmith, and Mickey.
Mickey Dolan.
Mickey's last name.
Mickey Dolan.
Mickey Dolan, yeah. So.
Yeah. Did you know Michael Nesmith didn't tour with them for a lot of years? Mostly he didn't. After their show was done and all that, because he became rich working for his mom, who invented liquid paper.
Liquid paper. Oh yeah, I didn't know that.
So that was apparently his interest is working in that industry more than touring. He did do some touring, and he does now a little bit. Or he did a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Liquid paper. Anyway, sorry. That's kind of monkeying around there.
Do you have a big crowd there at Bountiful Farms today?
Say what?
Do you have a big crowd there today?
No.
Oh. See, I would have been really, really disappointed
It's pretty sad.
Yeah, if I'd have gone there and suffered through the cold with this pain in my leg and then come home with worse cramping than before.
No, I'm
and
glad
not sell anything.
I'm glad you stayed home. I'm glad you stayed home because it's
I can't
it's
wait
cold
because
you know how the field is so open and it's normally windy when it's warm. Well, today it's cold and it's still windy, so it makes it colder. So
well,
I've got
glad
all
stayed home too.
All three sides up on my tent.
And ready to pull down a fourth one if you had one, right?
Well, I do have a fourth one. It's the door to the tent.
Yeah.
I thought about putting it up, but, you know, then I have to zipper it up and down, up and down, up and down, if somebody wants to come in the tent.
Sure.
It's kind of hard to knock on a tent.
Knock on it, yeah.
Yeah, you can. I'd have to hang a knocker on there or something.
You know, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Okay,
isn't that a song? Knock three times.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Tony Orlando and Tony Orlando and the somebody. Who was that?
Dawn.
Yeah.
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Tony
cool.
Orlando.
There were also tie yellow ribbon round the oak tree. It's been three
long
years.
I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a commercial I want to get rid of because I want to hear this song now.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I sleep right above you.
Well, these girls are dancing so sweet. That was back in the day when people choreographed their videos and things.
All right. Well, I have to head out.
What'd you say, Kathy?
I said I have to head out. Someone's in the tent.
All right, go have fun. Make a big sale.
I'll try.
Well, I hope so. It's almost time to end our show, and we haven't even talked about the three monkeys specifically.
Well, but we did talk about monkeys.
Hear no evil, see no evil?
Yes. That came through from a Japanese maxim embodying that you should not gossip.
Yeah.
If you don't listen to gossip, you won't speak any gossip. And I know there was another one, do no evil. But this topic actually came up because of my friend Mary McCollum in South Carolina. She said, I think you need to do a show about people who talk about others to you will also talk about you to other people. So you need to be careful
what you say and who you say it to.
Yeah, who you say it to, exactly.
I'm going to say right there that I think that's a perfect formula. What a simple way to go about the rest of your life, making sure every time you open your mouth, it's just completely honest, authentic, and true. So you never have to worry about anything ever. Just speak from your heart, and it's always the right thing to do. Period.
Well, like we said yesterday, my mother said, if you always speak the truth, you don't need a good memory.
Yes, exactly.
And if you're spreading rumors and lies, then you will probably have, you'll get tripped up somewhere down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it Jesus used to say? Be sure the truth will find you out.
Yep. Well, you know, that's the whole thing too. I think people don't stop. I think they just stop and ask the question, well, who was it that said that? Where did that come from? I ask that of people. They tell me something and say, oh, really, who said that? You know, if it's important, if it's not, I just, okay.
So
anyway, well, I have someplace I need to be in about 5 to 10 minutes.
And I have some people I need to let into my house in 5 or 10 minutes. So
okay.
It works out really, really well. So
well,
I'm going to exit using our unscripted exit because it applies to this show too. Tomorrow we're going to talk about bedtime rituals. That should be fun.
Oh my goodness, yes. Some of us have them, some of us don't. Let's talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah. So I'll see you in a few minutes, Gene, and I'll see everybody else tomorrow.
Bye, everybody. See ya.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.
Goodbye, everybody.